July 16th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. This time there are sparks from the flame falling on what looks to be the property of holy love. He says, I am the eternal flame of paternal love. Each time heaven intercedes on earth with an apparition, message, or miraculous happenings, it is to inform, warn, or protect. All of these are needed here at this site. Weaknesses within the church are much of the problem here, as is the case elsewhere as well. I come particularly to enlighten the population as to the signs of these times. This information comes by way of warning. I come to protect the world from the decadence of moral values which transgresses my commandments and calls upon my justice. I come to call attention to man's indifference in choosing good over evil. The sparks you witness are representative of my divine will, which falls upon the property and upon those who come here. Respect what I am telling you here today. All who come here are called. The note is given to read Ezekiel chapter 2, 3 through 7. And he said to me, Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The people also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that there has been a prophet among them. And you, son of man, be not afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns are with you, and you sit upon scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. And you shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.